We might imagine that prior to the Civil War, most large farming operations in the South used slave labor. Today, we take you to a homestead in the South that was working to abolish the practice. It's a unique piece of history on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When you think of large southern acreages in the 1800s, we might envision landowners dependent on slave labor to till the soil. As Sean Rogers explains, Mendenhall Home Place was different than many other properties of the time.
We like to think of this place as an interpretive center of the other South, a South of non-slaveholding, peace-loving people who promoted education for everyone.
The Mendenhalls were Quakers, and they worked to end slavery as best they could.
There were examples of Quakers buying slaves for reasons that may be surprising to some. In some cases, they would actually purchase slaves and hold them in trust so they could live in virtual freedom and then make arrangements for them to be carried off to free soil areas.
The example of these Quaker families was even larger than simply purchasing freedom for slaves, though.
Our Richard Mendenhall was one of the founders of the North Carolina Manumission Society in 1816. They were also involved in recolonization. They would purchase slaves, and then they would give them the choice to where they would like to settle, whether they would like to go up north or Haiti, where they were establishing free democratic farming colonies.
Still other members of the Mendenhall family worked to help slaves in other ways.
They basically established a vocational training center of sorts here. Slaves were trained in all kinds of different trades, and they became well-skilled artisans. Some were millers. One was trained in a mercantile trade and managed Richard Mendenhall's store.
The Mendenhall Home Place shares other ways the Quakers of the area helped slaves find freedom and excel in business. And that's next time as we travel the countryside in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCrae.